Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
You want to know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland
Martin! Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, what's happening? Trump Awards airs on TV One on Saturday, and we're featuring Janelle Monáe today on News One Now, so looking forward to that. It's going to be a pretty good show. Great, great show. We have a crumbling infrastructure in this country, roads and bridges, you name it. And it historically has been something that Republicans and Democrats didn't have any issue when it comes to funding it. But of course, with President Barack Obama, nothing is easy. And Republicans have been, frankly, unwilling to actually pass an infrastructure bill that could create thousands of jobs, spend billions of dollars, and move our economy along. So Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox is actually on a Grow America Express bus tour. He joins us right now. Secretary Fox, how you doing?
I'm good, Roland. How are you?
Now, help me out. Okay, the president got Air Force One. The vice president got Air Force Two. They put the brother on the bus.
Yeah, I'm rolling,
that's a good
man.
That's a good one.
You on the bus. I mean, you couldn't get like a small Air Force One plane or something? The bus?
No, man. They give me a jackhammer and some tires. I'm ready to go, man.
How better to ride the highways and byways of our nation?
Well, it's really helpful to see it. You see it on the ground, and you see where the crumbling potholes are, and it's a mess
too.
Out here.
Yeah, you feel it, too.
Yeah, you're going to feel it, too.
Uh-huh.
Next year, they're going to have you in a minivan. So Secretary Fox, for folks who really, you know, they're like, look, I don't really pay attention to this stuff, how dire is the situation in America when it comes to our infrastructure?
It's pretty dire. We have about a quarter of our bridges that are in poor condition, crumbling infrastructure all over the place. You know, up in the D.C. area, there was a part of the Beltway that crumbled onto a car just last week, and it's just emblematic of a much larger problem. The biggest problem, though, we have, even beyond that, is that the country is growing, and our needs are going to get even greater as time goes on, and we don't have the capacity to deal with those needs.
Now, we talk about capacity. This goes beyond just roads and bridges when we talk about infrastructure. Where in the world are we with high-speed rail? You know, when I was in China with the Urban League a few years ago, I mean, you know, it was amazing to be on those trains moving 150 miles an hour. Yet, for some reason, we can't get that here in the United States.
Well, it's on the uptick here. California just broke ground on the project out there on January 6th. We're seeing projects that are beginning to crop up in Texas and Florida, and we also have some in the Midwest that are going to be higher speed, not high speed. But I think the future is bright for high-speed rail in the U.S.
Now, when we talk about the issue of federal funds and highways and roads and bridges, are you also running into problem with these states unwilling to accept the funds? I mean, what's going on there? Because we saw it, we've seen it with the Affordable Care Act, we've seen it with education. And look, 50% of black folks live in these southern states where you largely have Republican legislatures and Republican governors.
Yeah, you know, the governors have typically been pretty accommodating when it comes to federal transportation dollars. And in fact, with 31 of the states now led by Republican governors, this is an area where I would expect to see the Republican governors pretty vocal on this issue in Washington.
Now, of course, you spent time as mayor of Charlotte. What can a person listening do when it comes to move this along? Because at the end of the day, we've had an infrastructure bill that has been stalled in Congress for the last several years. It's been doled out piecemeal. What do you want listeners to do?
Well, the president and I are really pushing hard for the Grow America Act. It's a bill that would greatly increase the amount of money that we're putting in our surface systems, rail, transit, and highways. And what I would suggest is that people go to the hashtag GrowAmerica and send us pictures of potholes and traffic jams and things that you see in the country. Send letters to your congressperson. Call them. Just raise your voices, because this is a moment where we've got to get something done.
How much is this bill?
$478 billion. That'll do something.
And obviously, when it comes to minority businesses, black businesses being able to get their fair share of those dollars, that's a part of that?
Absolutely.
Will you bring your bus tour to Charlotte this weekend for the CIAA?
You know, I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm going to be on the bus. You going to be there?
We're going to
roll up by you.
Yeah, we got a bus, and we'll be there on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Hell, Secretary got a bus.
A week from Friday.
Oh, okay. Secretary got a back.
You got a bus. Tom got a bus. Uh-oh, bus is coming back. Where your bus, Jay?
He's with me.
All right.
Good luck to you, Secretary.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Secretary Fox.